You're listening to Vatican Radio. Australia's ambassador to the Holy See, John McCarthy, concluded his time in office on Friday, reflecting on the challenges and achievements of the past 3 years of service. He presented his credentials to Pope Benedict in the Vatican on November the 12th, 2012, just 3 months before the German pontiff announced his surprise resignation. Ambassador McCarthy is a lawyer who was appointed Knight Commander of the Order of St. Gregory the Great in 2006 for service to the Catholic Church and to the wider Australian community. As he took over as only the second resident Australian representative to the Holy See, the ambassador said he hoped to continue the work of his predecessor, Tim Fisher, especially in areas of peace and religious freedom, human rights and anti-trafficking. On his last day in office, I asked him about his achievements and about how he has sought to raise the profile of his country within the Roman Curia.
Any assessment about the level of the contribution is going to have to come from other people. I'm enough of a lawyer to know you can't be a judge in your own case. But I will say this, that in a whole series of areas that were matters of interest to Tim Fisher and the matters of interest to the Australian government, the campaign against modern slavery and human trafficking, the question about the whole prominence and importance of Islam and Christianity in the East, and issues in relation to the clerical sex abuse scandal in the church, have all been matters on which I've been prominent in making submissions and in putting a very clear position. And I hope that this has had some effect both in terms of the atmosphere and in terms of some of the direction of policy maybe.
What would you describe perhaps as your most challenging moment here?
I think the most challenging moment was in trying to put people from different cultures and different outlooks to bring them together for the eradication of modern slavery and human trafficking, to be able to take the inspiration of Pope Francis and Sister Eugenia Benetti, for instance, that is, of those who have got a clear idea that this is a crime against humanity, that this affects the most vulnerable and the poorest of the poor, taking people's good intentions and trying to turn that into organisational association or alliance is not only a big challenge that I found, but I think is a big challenge in interfaith and intercultural dialogue generally, even when there is goodwill everywhere.
On the question of interfaith, intercultural, ecumenical, when you arrived here, you had a vision regarding your own passion, sport, and that vision to many of us seemed like an impossible dream, and yet, incredibly, it has come true, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. I came to this posting having been, for many years, a trustee of the Sydney Cricket Ground, and I know a lot about sports administration. And I'd had a cricket-playing son who's a priest who was educated here in Rome, and he said that there was the basis of the establishment of cricket on a regular basis with seminarians and priests. I explored all of that, and of course you were a part of that exploration, and in a context where we went from persuading members of the Curia that cricket was more than an insect, it was actually a game, and it was a big game, we went on to establish the International St. Peter's Cricket Club, the Vatican XI, in gold and white with the Red Cross keys, took the field. And not only took the field, but in due course was seen to be a very significant symbol of interfaith and intercultural cooperation. The team has played against the Church of England. At the moment, it's a one-all series with the Archbishop of Canterbury's 11. And they've played a very prominent team from Yorkshire, Mount Cricket Club, a Muslim cricket club. They were successful on that occasion, but there'll be another match that Mount would like against the Vatican, of all places, at Headingley next year. Headingley in Leeds. I mean, this is test standard that they're moving to in terms of ground. All the things that have flowed from that are summed up for me in one expression, if I could just put it this way. One of the greatest satisfactions I have the Archbishop of Canterbury wrote to the Holy Father, and in that letter praised the Australian ambassador and the initiative that he'd taken in this for the great consequences for interfaith and ecumenical relations and dialogue that had been made much stronger and wider and better as a result of that initiative.
So you're headed back to Sydney, but you're hoping that the work, this pioneering work in interfaith relations, will continue under your successor?
I can't speak for my successor. I can only say that there is a strong committee, that there is strong finance, and there are strong players, and there is enormous interest in the game.
Each ambassador, of course, brings his or her own strengths, own gifts to the job here. But if you had a message or advice to hand on to your successor, what would that be?
That he comes into a situation where, in the context of Pope Francis, and objectives such as the eradication of modern slavery and human trafficking, that there has been important levels of engagement, and that ought to be a matter of continued serious consideration. Secondly, that he comes to a situation where Australia's connections with the Holy See, particularly as Cardinal Pell is the Prefect of the Economy, has created for the last now nearly 2 years a situation where many at the Holy See are interested in talking to the Australian ambassador. So he or she comes to a situation where there is immediate interest in what the Australians are doing. In our 40th anniversary 2 years ago, presented to the Holy Father on behalf of the people of Australia by one of our finest portrait artists, Shen Jie Wei, is a portrait of the Holy Father. The Holy Father knows about this and remembers this, and I can say that from the way that his eyes lit up when I went to see him to say farewell. So if there is a symbol in Rome, there is a portrait of the Holy Father that comes from Australia and is there as a part of what Australia has been able to do.
My thanks to Australia's outgoing ambassador to the Holy See, John McCarthy.